Your daughter suddenly refuses to attend her best friend's birthday party. Your son develops mysterious stomach aches every Sunday night. Your once adventurous child now needs your presence for everything from bedtime to school drop-off. Sound familiar? Anxiety has quietly moved into your home, and it's making all the decisions. Here's the twist that catches most families off guard. Those loving responses you're offering, the endless reassurances, the accommodations, the protective buffers, are actually feeding the very monster you're trying to defeat. The path out isn't what our instincts tell us. It's not about creating a worry-free world for our children. It's about teaching them to dance with discomfort on purpose. When a child encounters an unfriendly dog, caring parents instinctively protect, avoiding dogs, declining invitations, offering constant reassurance. Each response provides instant relief, but sends a devastating message. You're right to be terrified. You can't handle this. The child never learns that most dogs are harmless or discovers their capacity to manage fear. This is the anxiety paradox. Protection strengthens the very fear we're trying to eliminate. The impact is staggering. Children of anxious parents are 7 times more likely to develop anxiety disorders, with up to 65% meeting diagnostic criteria. Even infants become more fearful watching their mothers act anxiously around strangers. But this isn't about genetics or blame. It's about observable patterns we can change. The transformation requires moving from eliminating anxiety to teaching children how to function effectively alongside it, expecting worry to show up, but refusing to let it call the shots. About 15-20% of infants show high reactive temperament, responding to novelty with distress and elevated stress hormones. These children typically become shy toddlers, cautious schoolers, and adolescents who obsessively plan for worst-case scenarios. Yet temperament isn't destiny. Parenting approaches dramatically influence outcomes. Anxious parents transmit anxiety through inherited sensitivity, modeled fearful responses, overprotection, or worry strategies triggered by the child's anxiety. They often support avoidance because it provides immediate relief, and watching their child suffer feels unbearable. In families where one parent is anxious and one isn't, the calmer parent often withdraws after being criticized as too careless. Mental health professionals now encourage these parents to reassert themselves, offering balanced perspectives on risk. Understanding these patterns empowers rather than blames. When parents grasp both genetic and environmental contributions, they become effective coaches, building tolerance for uncertainty, maintaining age-appropriate expectations, and consistently believing in their child's capacity to cope. Sensitivity, vivid imagination, and perfectionism aren't inherently negative. They become problems when hijacked by worry. Modern life intensifies these vulnerabilities. Overscheduled days, excessive work demands, and constant exposure to frightening news create a pressure cooker that children absorb and mirror. Imagination becomes a double-edged sword. While enabling creativity and planning, it fuels catastrophic thinking, mentally rehearsing worst-case scenarios that create self-reinforcing loops of anticipation, fear, and avoidance. Anxious children develop inflexible standards around predictability and perfectionism, bombarding parents with repeated schedule questions, becoming distressed by any change, struggling to determine when something is good enough. Some intellectually understand life's unpredictability, yet attempt to control it through hypervigilance, constantly checking their bodies for illness symptoms or monitoring aging pets through the night. Parents must examine how their own stress contributes. When parents become inflexible, requiring certain behaviors without variation, they inadvertently promote anxiety by preventing mistakes or limiting risk-taking, creating an environment where exploration feels dangerous rather than exciting. A fundamental strategy involves teaching children to externalize their worry, seeing it as something separate they can observe and respond to. Rather than being consumed by anxiety, children learn to recognize it as just one part of their experience, not their defining characteristic. They need 3 approaches: expecting worry, oh, there you are; taking care of it with reassurance, it's okay, I can handle whatever happens, or bossing it around, knock it off. Some children distinguish between sensible worry that helps them slow down and bossy worry that promotes avoidance. Parents typically respond by over-explaining, reassuring, and accommodating. Instead, they should shift from being explainers and fixers to becoming supporters and coaches. The content trap occurs when parents focus on reassuring children about specific anxieties rather than addressing the underlying pattern of worry, providing temporary relief but failing to teach skills for handling future worries. When parents begin changing their responses, children often resist strongly. The key is acknowledging that worry and physical reactions are real while refusing to let worry control decisions. By modeling healthy acknowledgement of nervousness, saying, "I like some extra time when I'm nervous," rather than, "I'm so nervous, why do I always feel this way?" parents demonstrate how to normalize worry without catastrophizing. The core approach to beating anxiety requires embracing uncertainty and discomfort on purpose. Research shows this retrains the brain's alarm system. The amygdala, the brain's panic button, releases adrenaline when threats are perceived. Like a smoke detector that can't distinguish burnt toast from a house fire, it responds to all danger messages with the same alarm. The retraining process requires four steps: wanting to learn a new response, voluntarily entering fear-inducing but safe situations, allowing anxious feelings while maintaining belief in your ability to handle them, and staying in the situation. Consider 13-year-old Anthony, who developed intense fear of dogs after being bitten. After learning how his brain's alarm system works, he attended drum lessons where his teacher's dog Barney would be present, acknowledging his worry while moving forward. "I can handle being near Barney because I want to get over this fear." After several exposures, Anthony could use his thinking brain to make smart decisions about dogs without automatically triggering his amygdala. When worry appears, children often abandon goals they genuinely want. Having a compelling goal makes facing worry easier by redirecting attention from fear to possibility. The key is turning have-tos into want-tos. When children adopt this mindset, they participate more willingly. Independent young people possess confidence in their problem-solving abilities, the capacity to learn from mistakes, mastery in at least one area, and intrinsic motivation. For worried children, developing independence requires courage, the willingness to step toward fears rather than away from them. Instead of creating certainty by detailing every aspect of experiences, you'll move forward before feeling totally comfortable. Rather than controlling external circumstances, you'll focus on building your child's internal resources. "I can handle what happens. I can find my way. I can use past experiences. I can feel unsure and still step forward." The goal isn't eliminating anxiety, but developing the ability to accept and manage it. Children build independence by learning to tolerate uncertainty, problem solve effectively, step into uncomfortable situations, and manage both risk and failure. Growth lives on the other side of discomfort. Your child's anxiety isn't a flaw to fix, it's an opportunity to build resilience. When you stop trying to create a worry-free world and instead teach your child to navigate uncertainty with courage, you give them confidence in their own capacity to handle whatever comes.